Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk, Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my Hello and welcome to the DVC Newscast. This is episode 174 and my name is Peter. I'm here with Sue, direct from Florida. How are you doing, Sue?
I'm doing great, Peter. And you? Happy holidays.
I'm doing really well. It's been very cold here. Even for December, it's been very cold. So I'm a little envious at this time of year of the folks in Florida, even though we had some snow and then yesterday it like rained, so like It was like we had a really cold December, but now we're not even gonna get a white Christmas. This stinks.
that's rotten.
Yeah, we'll see if it snows in the next few days. It's probably a good chance. I don't know.
Well, we have snow here in Celebration at nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
Every hour we have snow on Market Street, and Disney has snow on the Magic Kingdom at
that's
Mickey's
true.
Very
yeah.
Merry Christmas Party.
That's true. You're right. This is the last episode of 2025, and we actually weren't sure if we were going to put another one out, but we did get a couple of news drops that we thought were worth sharing. So Sue and I got together here, and we're going to give you one last recording before the holidays. But before we get into the news, let's thank our sponsor, and this week's sponsor is Monera Financial. And if you go to the world of DVC, Monera Financial does financing for both resale and new DVC contracts. And especially for new contracts, if you're looking at a new contract with Disney, but you want looking for maybe a better rate than what Disney is going to offer, check out Monera Financial. Their rates are always better than what Disney provides. But even if you're looking at a resale contract, you can go to them and they are going to accept everybody because your collateral is your contract and because the worth of contracts hold up. They accept everybody. Check them out. Monera Financial at World of DVC.
Fantastic.
With that, we're going to get to our first news story, and this is most DVC related, and it has to do with the Top of the World Lounge at Bay Lake Tower.
Right. There's a change in the Top of the World access at Bay Lake Tower. Top of the World is again changing access for members during the evening fireworks show at the Bay Lake Tower Lounge. The Wicked Wind Down event continues to book as is, with members making reservations up to 60 days in advance. This cost is $55 per person and will give you an appetizer, a drink, and a dessert of the day. The new option is called Top of the World Lounge Complimentary Fireworks Viewing, and it is a pre-booked reservation for the lounge that starts about 90 minutes before the fireworks. This does not include any food or drink options, but members will be allowed to purchase items in the lounge. In both cases, reservations can be made up to 60 days in advance by contacting member services directly. Members are allowed to bring up to 4 guests or more if they are all on the reservation. Complimentary parking is available up to 2 hours prior to the reservation time. There will still be allowance for walk-up guests at 6 p.m. as before, but access will likely be more limited prior to the fireworks with the new reservation system taking place. It is recommended to call for reservations at that 60-day mark, and definitely you want to call at the 60-day yeah. mark to get in there. So, Peter, it sounds like it's great if you can make your reservations. It's nice to know that there's still the complimentary, but I think this is a good way of also controlling the number of people up there. Because if you get there as a walk-up towards the end, I mean, it was hard to get in.
We'll have to see how this works. I actually have made a reservation already. We are going late January, and we actually had a day that we planned to not do any parks, and we are going to do like a monorail tour mm-hmm. and then end at Top of the World. So it worked out very well. I called the day that this opened. You have to call member services. This isn't on the app or the website or anything. At least right now it isn't. And I called and they gave me a reservation number. They didn't send me a confirmation email or anything, which was a little surprising, but luckily, or at least I consider luckily, I wrote down my reservation number. So I have it. It's good for if you have it. I'm a little worried that like people will just make reservations. Now, they did say it's a $10. If you don't cancel, you know, same cancellation policy as like the dining. If you don't cancel, it's a $10 fine per person that they'll charge your credit card. So you have to give them your credit card. But I don't know if that'll stop people from like pre-booking several and then canceling, and that they don't know what day they're going to go. So they're going to book a bunch of them and then cancel at the last minute. With it not being on the app or anything, it's not like you can go and look and see if something opens up. You would have to like keep calling and asking.
Right.
I guess my advice would be, with this in place, if you weren't able to get a reservation, to call member services that morning and see if anything had opened up, if anyone had done any cancellations, because they said it's going to be a lot harder for people to know that cancellations happen. Unlike if you're normal dining, when you can go online and look and see, oh, Beacon Barrel, somebody canceled. There's a, you know, 4:45 opening and I can just book it. But overall, I think it's good because it feels good for me anyways, because again, we knew what day we wanted to go and we were able to call, we were able to get that reservation. Now I did that on the day that it opened up 60 days worth. So I was lucky in that it probably wasn't that hard to get because people were calling for across a whole bunch of time periods, but I don't know how hard it's going to become. I like that you have like the free option and the paid option though. If you want the free option, you can try for it. And then if you really want it, you can go and do the Wicked Wind Down. But I like that they made it so that there is an option that isn't paid.
Right. I think that works out well too, because there are a lot of people who, you know, $55 a person, if you're a family of four, I mean, that's a lot of money. And not everybody, I mean, I'm not a dessert person. So would I pay $55 to get an appetizer and a drink? No.
Yeah.
If I wanted a drink, I could do the free aspect and then go in and order a gin and tonic if I wanted.
Right. Exactly. But I do think, obviously, it's very limited space. So if you do want to try this, you definitely should call at the 60-day mark. And, you know, I think at first, I'm not sure how quickly the news will get out to members. Obviously, we're spreading the news, but, you know, so if you have a trip coming up in the near future and you try to make a reservation, post on the My DVC Points Facebook page and let us know, were you able to get it? Was it booked up? I'd be curious to see how difficult it is. Is this something that is gone at 60 days and you just can't ever get it?
Yeah. Be great to get feedback.
For sure. And this just brought to mind, I didn't put it into the list of stories, but this just came out, I think 2 days ago or so, that they're also changing how they do Trader Sam's at the Poly. Number one, they're, instead of opening at 4 p.m., it's going to start opening at 11 a.m. And number two, instead of having like a walk-up reservation, they're going to have, it's going to be a reservation that you can use your phone and I assume in the My DVC Experience app, but you can only make the reservation if you're on Poly property. I don't know how they're going to do that. I assume they're going to use location-based. But again, it's going to be a first come, first serve thing. If you're there on property, you can put in that, you know, I need a table for four, and then they'll let you know when it's ready. Their system all along has always been like basically a standby line, which is we can't tell you how long the wait is, but you're on the list.
Right.
which is not the greatest system. I actually, if they're going to bother to do this, I almost wish they would do some sort of reservation system.
Yep.
Last April, we stayed at the Poly and we tried to get into Trader Sam's and we just, even staying there on property, and we weren't going to the parks. We couldn't get in because we went at 4 o'clock and they were like, we've filled up the wait list.
Right.
You know, you can't get in. It's like for the whole night, you know, so I guess people would show up at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon just to get on the wait list. And then again, you don't know when they're going to call you. And when they call you, you only have 15, 20 minutes to get there. So I don't know how that all works. Like I got to hang out at the Poly the entire day just to get a drink. We'll see how this works. Hopefully this will be a little bit of an improvement over the current system. I'm not sure I'm going to want an uh-oh at 11 a.m. though.
No, I don't care if somebody says it's 5 o'clock somewhere. No, it isn't here. It's 11 a.m. But yeah, we had gotten in, a group of us had gotten in, but we got there at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and waited in line. And it took a while before they don't put your name on the list until it's time. But we were able to get in. We had a nice time. It was great. But it's a hassle.
So when you said that, you were there at 2, and did you have to wait until 4 o'clock to put your name on?
They actually waited until about 3:30.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there's just a line of people there waiting to get their name in. Okay. Yeah, I mean, obviously, this will be better than that you don't have to stand in line waiting. But it's still going to have the problem of how do you get in, and how long do you have to wait, and you have to be there on property. It's,
right.
It would be nice if they, gave you like 45 minutes to get back so you could go over to the Grand Fifth Flow or something like that. Maybe not go to the park, but enough that you could wander a little further.
Right. Take a monorail trip all around, something of that nature.
Go over to Top of the World.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. So our next story, the rest of our stories are pretty short. Our next story is about the closing date for Rock and Roller Coaster. I think last episode we talked about that they closed the pre-show for Rock and Roller Coaster without any notice. And some people were, of course, probably mostly YouTubers were upset about this because they didn't get that last chance to see type thing. But Disney has announced, so that people know in advance, that the last day to ride Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith will be March 1st, 2026. It'll be closing the next day for the final conversion to the Muppets with the intent to reopen, and they're saying sometime in the summer. So we don't have a reopening date, but we do have a closing date now. I mean, without the pre-show, it's still a good ride. So you lose some of the effect, though.
Yeah.
Are you going to try to get one more ride in, Sue?
I'm going to. I like the Rock and Roller Coaster the way it is. I love the Aerosmith tunes, but I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with the Muppets, because when you take a look at the crazy band that the Muppets already have, I think it's going to be fun and it'll be a little bit different.
For sure. Yeah. I think the problem with Aerosmith, of course, is that their big days are 20 years behind.
Right.
And so I don't think it excites young people. I don't really know if the Muppets do either. Cause when I talk, young people don't seem as excited about the Muppets as my generation is.
Right.
I don't know if it's really necessarily going to be a draw, but Disney is always trying to get the Muppets back to respectability. they're going to try again. Seth Rogen is producing. They're doing a one-off episode of The Muppet Show with Sabrina Carpenter. It's going to open on Disney Plus in February. I don't remember the exact date, but based on how that is taken, they may bring back The Muppet Show and, as the original 70s, 80s type variety type show. And I was always surprised that they didn't try to go that way because, they tried to do it as more of a traditional sitcom there with the Muppets.
Right.
It was almost like an Office, right? They did a reality thing, and it didn't really work. I'm a big Muppets fan, but watching it, I was like, you get a couple laughs out of you. There were some really good moments in it. Overall, was not great. I'm excited to see if they can make this go, and if it gets popular again, it works out well to have them as characters on this ride. In the end, it's a roller coaster, so I think you could theme a roller coaster to anything, right?
Right.
And people are going to ride it.
Correct. I just want to know how they're going to put the two old guys into this.
Right, yeah. Statler and Waldorf.
I love them.
Yeah, they got to be at the end, right, when you're coming off the ride?
Yep. Okay, I'm going to take a break. No, you're locked in the seat.
Right.
I love it. I think they're great. I really do. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to seeing the change. I mean, we've had Aerosmith for quite some time, and the music is great, but it's always nice to have something that's going to be a little bit different because it brings back the excitement and the kind of the newness. What's it going to be like?
Yeah, and also, I think the way it's going to work, I mean, the Aerosmith one worked this way too, that there was several different tracks that you would hear. So it wasn't, you weren't always hearing the same music, but it was always Aerosmith.
Right.
In this case, it's going to be the Electric Mayhem, but they're going to be doing different songs. So you'll get different songs.
Right.
Probably more, a little more differentiated than with the Aerosmith songs. I mean, I have to say, I never really paid attention to like, oh, I got this song with Aerosmith. Like you do with the Guardians of the Galaxy, right? People right. are like, oh, I never get Conga or whatever. Right. You know? So I think there'll be a little more of that with this, that you'll want to be like, oh, I want to hear such and such song. That's good news that we have a date. And for those that want to get in beforehand, you better get down there by March 1st.
That's right.
A small bit of news, but there's a large community that's very excited about this one, right?
Oh, the Swifties. Yes. Yeah. Taylor Swift costumes are now on display at Walt Disney Presents in Hollywood Studios. And from what I hear, looking on social media, she was actually here.
Ooh.
For when they opened up the display. Disney has announced that three of Taylor Swift's costumes from the Eras Tour will be on display at the Walt Disney Presents area in Hollywood Studios. This was originally scheduled to open later in the month of December, but the demand was so high that it was opened earlier. This is in conjunction with the end of the Eras Tour on Disney Plus. So they have three of her costumes are there. From what I gather from social media, it's been very, very well received because there mm-hmm. are so many, you know, Taylor Swift fans out there. And everyone just wants to take a look at the costumes and up close and personal.
Get close to her. Yeah, I'm surprised. Well, I shouldn't say it. I'm not surprised that people are that excited about this. It's only three costumes. Like, it's a display of three costumes.
Right.
So it's one little display. But Swifties are very, very excited about Taylor, anything
right.
Taylor Swift. So I can totally imagine your 15-year-old daughter being like, we got to see Taylor's costumes. This is the right. first thing we got. You know, like Walt Disney's Presents will have the first line ever in its history because of this. And I love Walt Disney Presents. I think it's cool in there.
But so true.
I can't say it's ever been my top priority, but people are going to be like, I got to see this.
But the thing is, it is something special. I mean, I always thought going over to the Chinese theater replica mm-hmm. of the Great Movie Tour and being able to see Julie Garland's Ruby Slippers when they had them there for the first time. Do you remember that?
I know, and they had a replica of the Ark from Raiders of the Lost Ark there too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get a kick out of those type of things. It would actually be nice if they did a little more of that with Walt Disney Presents, that they,
yep.
you know, brought in costumes from the different movies as they came through and things like that, or had an area where they did that. I'm kind of excited for Festival of the Arts at Epcot. They have a display of like. Broadway costumes that they put in the new Communicore, is that what they're calling
yes.
it? I forget.
Yep.
So yeah, so I'm kind of looking forward to seeing that, because you know, seeing those costumes up close is really cool. And they did that at D23, and that was one of the really popular things. They did like a villains and heroes big set of costumes, mm-hmm. and it was all costumes from the different movies. And it's really cool seeing them up close, because like, they look great on screen, but then you look at them in real life, you're like, wow, that's amazing the detail they put into these things, you know?
Well, remember the backstage tour at Hollywood Studios after you
you're
went
right.
past Catastrophe Canyon and you came off? They had so many different costumes in there, and mm-hmm. people took time looking at them and
yeah.
remembering what they looked like, and to see them up close and personal, because you don't see the detail on the screen. And some of the costumes, I mean, I know we all stood there and said, oh my gosh, they had such a tiny waist, you know?
yeah, how tiny some of the people are, for sure.
Right. I think it's great that they're doing it.
Yeah.
And then off to Disneyland.
Yeah. Our last story takes us across the country. And Disneyland is making an adjustment to their Magic Key program, and they're introducing a new key level, which was replacing an existing one. So starting on January 13th, Disney will be replacing the Enchant Key Pass with a new pass called the Explorer Key. This is the lowest price general public pass. So there is a lower price, like Southern California pass, but this is the lowest one that anyone could go and buy. And it runs about $1,000 a year. The price is going to be a few dollars higher for this new Explore Key Pass, but the biggest change is that the pass is opening up dates for the summer. When the old pass had almost all of June and July and part of August completely blocked off. The new pass allows visits on Monday through Thursday during these months. Current Enchant Key passes will still be honored, but once your pass is up for renewal, you'll have to pick one of the other passes, and you'll be given the option of any of the other passes you want, including the new Explore Key. So if you are a pass holder that has that level of pass, or if you have a higher level pass and you maybe want to drop down now that there's those summer dates available, just be aware of that. You know, I think it's kind of nice that, because I said that pass really blocked out the entire summer. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a level pass at Florida too that does that, right?
The
Pixie Dust?
The Pixie Pass.
That blocks out the whole summer. Actually, well, you got to be a Florida resident for that one. For me, one that blocks out the whole summer would be great if I could buy that. I'm not going in the summer.
You're not coming in the summer. No, smart move.
Yeah. You know, so this is, again, it's California's a little different though, right? Because like it's not so hot in the summertime, or so unpleasantly hot in the summertime, right? Anyways, for those out in California, also, if you were thinking of getting that lower level pass, but you didn't get it because of the summer blockouts, you know, now might be worth it if Monday through Thursday is good enough for you.
Sounds pretty good.
That's all we have for stories. Anything exciting coming up in the new year, Sue?
I'm looking forward to going on a back-to-back Destiny cruise.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
The end of January, brand new ship. I can't wait to see it. And first time doing a back-to-back cruise. We have the same room, which is great. So we don't have to pack everything up and then unpack it again. It'll be a different experience. And when I come back, talk all about it. But
great.
Between now and then, not much else going on. Parks are busy. And
for sure. Yeah.
I've got several friends and clients who are at the parks now having a great time. But this is our busy time of year down here. And
So
I kind of stay away from the parks.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine between now and New Year's, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
We've never been down there during the holidays, but we have been like right at December 30th or so, we came in. And I think there was one year we had the annual pass. It was blocked out through the 31st, but it was good on the 1st. And we went on the 1st and it was still crazy. And then suddenly you went on the 2nd and there's nobody.
Right, right. So, but this year you have to look at it. It's a long weekend.
Right, exactly.
Because it falls midweek and you have several days after the 1st.
Because we're not going down. I don't know when our pass activates back up, if it's on the 1st or if it's on the 4th or something like that. That's going to be a popular week because New Year's is in the middle of the week. You can come down, have Christmas at home, and then still have a week off at Disney. So I'm sure it's going to stay crowded through the 4th. But as I said, probably about Monday the 5th, you'll be... That's a good day to go.
It's a good day to go. And before the marathon, that's for sure.
Oh, right. And then that's the following weekend, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And so that's when we have an influx.
Everybody floods back in. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm going to be down there the last week of January. I'm hoping low crowds. Usually that time of year is pretty quiet. We're going with some friends and they've been a bunch with their daughters. Their daughters are grown up, but they have three daughters. They've always stayed off. So they've never stayed on property.
Ooh.
And they've never gone without the kids. And so like, they're very excited. And you know, we're like, we're going to spoil the heck out of you. Yeah. Staying.
Totally different experience. That's going to be awesome. And to see it through their eyes, it's like watching it the first time through kids' eyes.
Right.
And you get that renewed excitement, but to watch it through someone else's eyes, the first time they stay on property,
right,
even though they've been here before, I mean, that in itself is just amazing.
Yeah, and their first time on property is going to be a Savannah view at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh my gosh. Spoil them, yes.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, we're going to spoil you so much, you're never going to want to go back the old way.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, looking forward to that. But we'll probably have a couple episodes before then. You know, usually during the holidays itself, I wouldn't expect any news coming out between now and beginning of January. But once January starts up, I bet we'll get some more tidbits coming. They got a lot of little things coming in 2026. So we got to hear when Big Thunder Mountain, exactly when that's going to reopen. I'm looking forward to that. That's one of my favorite rides. It really is. And
yeah, I love it too.
I'm excited to see if they import some of the effects from California. The last lift hill with the mine and everything. It's so cool the way they do it in California. So I'm crossing my fingers they're finally going to put it in here. All right. So with that, anything else you want to say, Sue?
I just want to wish everyone happy holidays, and whatever way you celebrate the holidays, enjoy it. Be with family, with friends, and I hope this new year brings everyone happiness.
Great. Yeah. And I'm also thankful for our three sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial for their continued support of the MyDVC Points platform. And if you happen to come across this podcast and are listening to it, check out our Facebook group, MyDVC Points Facebook group. We have a great community of people there. And also the other podcasts on the MyDVC Points network. You can go to mydvcpoints.com and check those out. And I'm going to also say happy holidays to everybody and enjoy your New Year's. And we'll see you in 2026. Bye, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.